This forgiveness meditation is more than a meditation. It is a sacred process to lead you through an experience of healing between two souls. This process transcends time and space as we know it, and heals on a supraliminal level. That means a level beyond the mind or reason, and way beyond ego, or what we think might be right or wrong. Invisible cords of hurt and pain can keep us tied in stories and patterns. Here, we will release any energy that is binding us to another. We can release any charges that no longer serve us. We will leave the past in the past. You're going to identify someone that has hurt you. It may have been by accident or betrayal, in a fight or through their actions, any way in which someone caused you to suffer. Bring your attention to the center of your chest. Fold into this place. Remember that this dark, warm, sacred heart center is the seat of all things known and unknown. In this space, profound healing can happen with the slightest willingness and effort. In this space, summon your spirit. Call in that internal life force or cosmic love, whatever the divine is to you. Now feel yourself take a breath in, grounding and anchoring you to the present moment. Each time you take a breath, you bring yourself to the present, remembering you are focused on yourself, and spirit, the divine, cosmic love, is handling the rest. Now bring your attention back to your heart. And now here, consciously, choose the person you want to forgive. Know that as you dive deeper into this meditation, you're going to release the charges and chains that have kept you attached to this person. As you recognize and release any anger, resentment, pain, suffering, hate, criticism, or fear, you're going to lighten and lighten your own light, life, and being. You'll also see how this person came to teach you an amazing lesson. Now just take a few moments to speak to your own internal divine force in your heart and set an intention for how you want this process to be. Lighthearted and easy? Do you want to get it all out for once? You can choose now. Take a minute inside your heart and silently set that intention now. Take three deep breaths on your own time. Keep breathing, bringing yourself into your body and the present moment. And bring your attention to your heart. This space is safe. It is sacred. It is yours. It is here for you. Breathe and ask to be willing to be willing. Willing to see what is truly within you and for grace to come and take care of it for you. This is an internal process, but when things heal internally, your external world will be changed. Breathe in and allow that universal source within. Strengthen within you. Whatever you're feeling, allow that to gently come up. This space will hold that for you. Notice your feelings. No need to change or judge what comes up. Take a breath. There you go. And now notice your thoughts. Again, don't judge your thoughts, just notice them. Whatever comes up for you here, it's all completely right and perfect at every moment. There's no way to do this wrong. Even if nothing is coming up, healing is happening. This is totally individual to you. Each time you do it, it will be different. Just stay with whatever is happening. Divine intelligence is supporting you. Trust in its timing. Now, inside your heart, I want you to create a safe space. Use your imagination and make it anything you want. A place that feels sacred and quiet, specifically for you. It can be a penthouse apartment, a celestial galaxy, a private hut on a remote beach. It can be a place you visited that comforts you or a place that's totally brand new. Really take some time to imagine it. Look around and notice the smallest details. What sticks out when you place your attention on it? See how specific you can be. Amazing. Take a deep breath into your body. You're grounded. You're here. Take another deep breath, and on your next exhale, release any tension or tightness you might be holding. Now, in this place you've created inside your heart, cocoon it with a divine firewall. That can look like whatever you want. A protection of hot white circle of fire, or a group of angels standing hand to hand around it. It can be a giant protective bubble or a fence of sacred safety, or a row of linebackers ready to guard with love. You want to create a strong stand that will give you total safety for yourself and the soul of this person. Now take a breath. Ground in your body. And as you look around at this place you've created, the inner sacred center and its protection around it, notice what you're feeling. No need to comment or judge on your feelings. Just bring your awareness to them gently. Be as gentle with yourself here as a baby bird you'd found wounded on the sidewalk. Gingerly and lovingly allow yourself this support. Deep breath. Now find anywhere to sit in the middle of this space. On the floor, a couch, a chair, just sit somewhere comfy and relax. You're waiting for the soul of the other person you desire to forgive. Take another deep breath. And feel yourself sinking more deeply into your seat. When you're ready, notice the presence of this silent soul. See how you notice it. Do you see an image or feel something inside your body? All you need to do is sit and be willing to be willing. This soul is here for both your highest healing. If you see their face come to your mind's eye, just notice how you feel when you see his or her face. Allow whatever it is to be there. This is for the highest and best healing for both of you. breathe deeply. Ground into your body while still in the presence of the soul. If you're feeling scared or uncomfortable, allow that to be there. Don't resist it. You're safe here. You can be vulnerable here. There is no wrong. Can you sense what you feel? If you're not feeling anything, ask your divine force to open any resistance you might have inside yourself to interacting with this soul. Be with your breath. You have a story to tell about what this person did or didn't do to you, a drama that hurt you, that caused you a lot of pain. Start to tell that story to that person now. In this sacred space we've created where soul meets soul, you can let out all of your pain. Just give yourself the willingness and the freedom to look deep into your own heart and look at and feel your long-suffering pain and emotions. Just recall the details of the experience and give yourself freedom and permission to share what you feel with this other soul as you recount this story. Be willing to be willing to totally accept and own your feelings as your feelings. Notice your breath. Deeply inhale, and on your exhale, letting yourself release. And know you are safe in this sacred space, this bubble, this firewall we've created. You're filled and carried with divine support. And gently welcome any feelings or emotions that come up that you feel in the soul's presence. Those charges, those emotions are your doorway, your path to freedom. Remember that you're totally safe in this place. You're totally safe to be as angry as you want or to hate. You could be scared. You could be joyful, blissful. You can cry, you can love, you can laugh. Stay with your breath. And now bring this soul's face to your mind and just see what comes up. Maybe it's flashes of a moment you had together, good or bad. Maybe it's a montage of images, like a movie. Allow all those memories to surface. How did you feel with this person? Are they with you now? If not, how did the relationship end? Allow a time when this person hurt you to surface to mind. It doesn't matter who was right, whether it was resolved or not. Even if you've moved on, that hurt can still reside inside your heart. Let yourself feel it. Picture the details. What did he or she say or do? Experience the moment. It's not fair for them to have treated you that way, is it? You deserve so much more than that, don't you? Maybe you're tired. Maybe not one person is coming to mind, but there's hurt and frustration as to why your life partner isn't here yet. See that. Let it come out. You're safe here. Is there more than one person who's hurt you? There probably is. Let those people come to mind, whether it was one instance or something that happened repeatedly. Experience it now. Maybe there was emotional abuse. Maybe it was a cruel glance. Maybe it was cruel words. That's abuse. You do not deserve that. If you don't feel anything, ask the universal source to heal it on a level you cannot access. It is being taken care of. How did they hurt you? How dare they do that? Don't they see you? Can't they see how beautiful you are? Can't they see what they're missing? What do you need to do to make them see? Why should you have to try so hard? Why is it that we always have to be stronger? Why is it that we always have to try and do the right thing and look presentable and be polite? Why do we need to be so perfect all the time? See him or her walking away from you. See yourself alone. Let yourself be here. Relive it. Let yourself experience the emotion you wanted to hold in then to be strong. You're safe here. You can be vulnerable. Let it out. Oh my God, you are so incredibly beautiful. You are so brave. Thank you so much for being so honest and open and generous with your emotions. This is what being alive is. You're raw. You're real. You're living authentically. There's nothing more gorgeous than that. There is no higher divinity. You honor those emotions and embrace them as a part of the myriad of personalities that you are. And just as you honor and acknowledge your own emotions, recognize the connection and willingness that soul to soul you've created in this space. This recognition frees the energy flow between the two of you, accelerating your healing. Take a deep breath in, release. Are you willing to change this experience by changing your perception? Ask your soul. Am I willing to release these charges, these painful feelings, these hurts? Am I willing to know the truth of who I am and why this painful experience has remained in my consciousness? Take a deep breath in. Ground yourself and invite your divine force into your heart even more deeply. Take another deep breath in, release and exhale completely. Suffering is only in our perception, not in any facts or situation. Breathe in the possibility of this awareness. Suffering is in my perception, not in the facts or situation. Exhale completely. Are you willing to see that this story, this pattern that your mind has created, that has caused you so much pain and distress over so many years, so many months, is just a story that keeps you feeling separate, isolated, and alone? Again, breathe in. Suffering is in my perception, not in the facts or situation. Exhale completely. Whatever you've been saying about this other person, the guilty person, their atrocious actions, their meanness, their painful words, how insensitive they were, whatever you're saying about them is only a mirror and a reflection of what you're feeling inside yourself. Breathe. Stay with your breath. Suffering is in my perception, not in the facts or situation. Again, as you're breathing, release on the out-breath. Ask your soul if you're willing to acknowledge these feelings of anger, fear, hurt, sadness, as simply separation. These feelings are painful because they trigger core beliefs of being unworthy, of being left out, of being not enough, of people abandoning you. Are you willing to let go of any stories that tell you that it's not safe to speak out? That no matter how hard you try, it will never be enough? Any stories that tell you that other people are more important than you? That no one will love you? That no one will be there for you? Inhale and exhale deeply. Release slowly on the out-breath. Suffering is in my perception, not in the facts or situation. You've been telling yourself these stories over and over, believing them to be true for years. You've been gathering evidence from situations, from the behavior of others, from the suffering and distress that you've been feeling. You've been building a wall of isolation and separation from your soul's highest and best expression of grace and love. Breathe. Suffering is in my perception, not in the facts or situation. And simply breathe in the possibility that this soul who's with you, who's present here with you, has given you a magnificent gift, has come to teach you a deep and profound spiritual lesson. Breathe in. You are love. You're connected. You're enough in every moment. Your suffering only came from your misperception. from a belief in separation, in isolation. In truth, you are one with the divine and with all beings. We are all one. Breathe deeply. This silent soul has come to give you a gift that can completely shift your perception forever. As you awaken to this gift, you will never tell the story again. Excitement will begin to take the place of fear, gifting you freedom. Compassion will arise out of resentment. Awareness will show up and begin to take the place of anger. And love will expand your purpose, your path, and your soul's mission. This is truly forgiveness. And now, because in this place anything is possible and all wishes can be granted, look into your heart and notice if there is anything you want from this soul, anything you still need from them to feel at peace. And now here, soul to soul in this safe and sacred place, right now, ask this soul for whatever you need. Be aware that you're breathing. If asking for what you need brings up old feelings, go into them. Feel them fully without judgment. Pain, loneliness, anger, fury, resentment, unexpressed love. Anything and more might come forward now to be felt at last. Feel any feelings that may be there. Again, ask them for what you need from them. And again, right now, soul to soul, take the time now to feel their soul's response to your request. Feel them. Allow the heart of this soul to flow to you, nurturing you and caring for you. Be aware of your breath. And on the exhale, release yourself to the divine support within. Know that whatever hurt you've experienced with these people that came to mind today, that you can now let it go. You have no need for this hurt anymore. We witnessed them together and you are free of these hurts. Release the pain. Together we hold the intention for the healing of these hurts. It may happen instantaneously. It may take some time for the process to unfold, but it is done. You are done with this pain. And so in turn, look at the people who came to mind, one by one, and tell them, I forgive you. Our relationship together is more important than the pain I have experienced. And even though you might not know how or why, you realize that you and this person have both received, have both been receiving exactly what you each had subconsciously chosen beyond this physical body, in a realm that we cannot comprehend. You were brought together. Bring each of the people to mind. Give yourself away. Just give the pain away. Forgive them. And know that even if you're not together now, if they're not in your life now, their presence in your life helped grow you to receive the love, the relationships, the life that's right for you. If they are in your life now, if they're your partner now, or a family member, a friend, a coworker, express gratitude for all they've done for you. And even if they've gone from your life, thank them. Thank them for opening your eyes to love. For allowing you to be raw, real. For allowing you to be human. Even if you don't feel it right now, you're free of that drama. You no longer need that story. It will exit your life naturally. And now, it's time to ask for the divine's blessing on this healing. Acknowledge that you're changed, and that through the divine, you're open to receive the gifts of this soul and all the lessons you've learned from being in life and relationship with them. You don't have to connect with the soul on the physical plane if you don't want to. Soul to soul, your healing and forgiveness are complete. Feel them. Be grateful for them. Simply watch and be grateful. And as you ask your divine, be aware that it might seem hard to ask for the blessing of this soul who was once your enemy, who made you angry, who made you upset, who betrayed you. So ask the divine to work through this soul being and to give you a blessing soul to soul. And right now, here, feel yourself receive that blessing. Remembering that in this place between souls, there is complete understanding. Here, grace and love guide and connect. Now give thanks in whatever way seems right to express your feelings at the moment. Just talk to them, talk to the soul and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Be aware of your breath and release again on the exhale. It's time now to return to the outer plane. But before we move on, release this soul to its own highest good. And you see the soul bow to you and exit your safe, sacred space. And now you can close up and fold up your sacred space. See your divine circle of protection just gently falling away. Closing up, folding in on whatever sacred space you created. Allow that place to just fold in, disintegrate, tuck into your heart. Know that it's always there if you ever want to return to this space. It's always here to hold and protect and love you. And if you can, take some time to be quiet, process your being, maybe journal it out or just take some rest. And know that this process might take a little bit of time to unfold, so allow yourself that rest and relaxation. And thank you for coming here and being so brave and willing to go through it. May your soul's being be illuminated to its brightest and highest levels. Namaste.